as usual for fourth Sunday of Easter, Jesus presented himself as the Good Shepherd and describes his relationship with the flock. He is the gate, and whoever enters through him will be saved. The flock knows him, and he knows them, and they follow him. He came so that we might have life and have it abundantly. Today, more than ever, we are invited and we need to hear the voice of Jesus. Christians must be open to the invitations and proposals of Jesus, to those who want to be his disciples, to those who are his flock, to those who recognize him as the gate for eternal life. We all know that there are many means and ways to hear the voice of Jesus today. When we do our personal prayer and discernment, every Sunday when we come together for the Sunday Mass, now also through the network, you can find all kind of good posts, publications, and preachers talking about the Word of God. We also are invited to listen to the voice of Jesus through the events of our own life. And of course, in the things that happen in our daily life. Knowing that if we hear his voice, we must obey and follow him. Knowing that if we hear his voice, he called us to be his disciples and witness today, as Peter was doing in the first reading. He was called by Jesus to be his witness. And we know that that call is not only for priests and religious people. That call is for all baptized members of the church. How can we follow Jesus in our own state of life? Maybe you are following him already. So what can we do to be a better follower of him? What can we do, our community, to follow him better? He knows them and they know him. What a beautiful statement. Invitation for all of us to know him, to know Jesus, and experience his presence in our life. As the Good Shepherd who cares, forgives, and walks with us along our ways, along our life. Being Jesus the foundation, the cornerstone of our spiritual life, the fundamental principle of our Christian life. He came so that we may have life and have it abundantly. It is clear that that is the mission of Jesus, to bring life. To those who follow him and to the world itself. To those who find him. Those who find him found life. They found love. they found real joy and meaning in their own life. This, my brothers, is the good news of the gospel. Good news that we are called to announce and to proclaim to the world today. The world needs to know that Jesus came to bring life for everybody, not only for us who are here, but for everybody. And that is the good news of the gospel. We are invited to proclaim to others. In this particular Sunday, we are invited to pray and express our sympathy, love, and concern for our shepherds. First, the Pope and his needs and intentions. We know he has a very heavy responsibility with the church. We must pray also for the bishops, especially for ours, for our bishop, Jacques Fabre. He's about to be 1 year of being appointed in the diocese. And he has the responsibility to care for the entire state of South Carolina. We must pray for him also. Today we must pray for priests, those that we know, those who have served here in the parish, those who are having any difficulties or trials, those who may be tired, lonely, or sick. And of course, we must pray to the Good Shepherd to send us new shepherds for his flock, to call new men and women to follow him closely at the service of his people, to provide shepherds for the flock. Heavenly Father, open our ears to the words of your Son and help us to follow him as his disciples and witness today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.